Much of Obamacare won't likely survive, but key parts will. By Jane O'Donnell from USA Today News Section. I'm Matt Josdahl. The future of the troubled health law known as Obamacare is very uncertain under President-elect Donald Trump, but a full repeal is very unlikely, healthcare policy experts say. Legislation that passed both houses of Congress last year before it was vetoed by President Obama would have left more than 20 million people without insurance, as it would have eliminated the subsidies to help them pay for it, the penalties if they don't buy it, and the taxes to cover the costs. That's something neither party is likely to vote for without the assurance of a presidential veto, says healthcare economist John Goodman, who advises Republican members of Congress. Everyone's really looking toward how the Trump administration will be filling in the gaps of what's known about his healthcare policy preferences, says Benjamin Isker, leader of healthcare consulting firm PwC's Health Research Institute. If it's repealing and replacing, how exactly would that be defined? What about the parts of the ACA that tend to be very popular? These provisions include the prohibition against those with pre-existing health conditions and the ability to keep children on parents' health insurance until they are 26. While neither Republicans nor Democrats want to take away affordable insurance from millions of people, Goodman says fixing the law is a challenge, even with Republicans in control of Congress and the White House. Everyone knows it needs to be changed, but Democrats can't be seen as voting to abolish Obamacare, and Republicans can't be seen by their voters as voting for something that makes it better, says Goodman. Both parties have a base, so they cannot do something that the base regards as treason. So what's more likely to happen are changes including elimination of the mandate that everyone have insurance, possible tax credits for those, and block grants that would give states more flexibility to design their own Medicaid programs. That would likely please many consumers who are eligible for few, if any, subsidies to cut their insurance costs. That includes Maureen Doherty of St. Louis, who was wondering on Election Day morning what she could do about the high cost of her ACA exchange choices, other than move out of the country. After voting for Obama in 2008, the registered Democrat said the effect of ACA's cost on people like her prompted Doherty to vote for Republican Mitt Romney in 2012, and Trump in this election. But Doherty, 63, wouldn't consider going without insurance, even though she is in excellent health. Many of the people who gained affordable coverage under the ACA will continue to want to rely on the individual market, which is currently their best option for coverage, says Catherine Hempstead, who directs the insurance coverage team at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Goodman says allowing the exchanges to operate with far fewer regulations would make them more efficient. Unlike many more conservative Republicans, however, he doesn't favor dropping the subsidies for out-of-pocket costs that make insurance more affordable for those who make between 11% and 250% of the federal poverty limit, or removing all of the coverage requirements. Some, such as those for maternity and mental health benefits, predated the ACA. Many Republicans support dropping the requirement that everyone but the lowest income people have insurance. Legislation introduced by Representative Pete Sessions, Republican Texas, and Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican Louisiana, would treat insurance more like Medicare and dramatically increase the cost for those who don't sign up when they are 65. Without the mandate and the tax credits that make insurance more affordable for the 84% of consumers who get them, insurance would be more expensive than it is now, says Hempstead. The mandate is intended to get more healthy people to sign up for insurance to offset the cost of covering the sicker ones, who are more likely to do so without it. The options to replace the ACA still involve subsidizing lower-income people's insurance, which could offset some of these effects. But Hempstead says the expectation is that fewer people will be covered, and those who are will be paying more for less. Doherty only had Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield options to choose from, so she picked the Silver Level plan with a $4,700 deductible, which lowered her premium from $800 to $415. It's going to be rocky either way this turns out.